During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/27 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Is death the final point for all of us? Is that where everything simply stops? We disappear. It's done. Is death where we go to heaven or hell or whatever else may be out there? Or is death the place where we kind of linger? Maybe still in our environment. Nobody, for the most part, can see or hear us. But every once in a while, someone senses us, knows that we're there. In all the years of doing the show, I've heard so many stories, thousands of them, that really point to option C. Not to disagree with anyone's belief system, just making an observation on what we've heard over the years. On today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online, EPP bonus episode number 436, we hear of two such stories. One, a grandfather that leads his grandchildren to a specific spot in his old home, very specific, with signs from the other side. Why did he lead them there? We'll talk about that. Plus, a cat, a pet. In this specific case, a cat. Coming back from the other side to let its owner that misses them so much know that they're still around on the other side. Those stories in this week's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. It's number 436. My name is Tony Bruschi. Stay with us. You ever heard of channeling? Basically, your body, your voice, being used as an instrument for the other side to communicate through. It's an interesting thing, and some may look at it and roll their eyes and go, that's impossible, that's not anything. Until you actually see it or experience it for yourself. It's hard to deny when someone is able to come up with information that they otherwise would not know, could not know, and somehow it pertains to a situation that they have nothing to be involved with. It's a little spooky, but it does happen, as it does in our next story. Take a listen. Sometime near the end of September of this year, I went to my friend's home in New Jersey. My friend Mike's house, as we'll call it, is claimed to have been haunted, him and his family, ever since I knew him. When I was younger, about 10 to 12 years ago, my friend and I were into his dark and cluttered basement, looking around at all the items. Saw some cool clothes, and then we saw some clothes move around near the washer and dryer. So my friend Mike thought it was his brother. Picked up a plastic bat to scare him with a hit. We went over there The clothes stopped moving, and nobody was there. We freaked out, ran back to the stairs to go back up, but a large painting, which was facing backwards towards us, blocked our way up the stairs. Together, we moved it away and ran, scared as hell, back up. We told his mom, and she believed it was the ghost or ghosts in the house. After that, I never went in his basement or really visited his house again. So, as time went by, I later became good friends with Mike. Ended up back at his house a lot. Nothing weird happened until the events of September of this last year. All these years later, out of childhood. Mike and my close friend Val were sitting upstairs in Mike's room, just relaxing, talking. His room was very soothing because he had a very large fish tank and he had a visualizer on his TV playing mellow music. Not sure if this had anything to do with it, but I was very relaxed and was staring into the visualizer on the television. Mike was talking about ghosts with us and actually brought up the time when we were younger when we saw something in the basement. He told me about the painting that locked our way back up the stairs, and I didn't remember it. Suppose I blocked that part out. A little while later, still upstairs in his bedroom, I started feeling a little weird. I felt like the room was almost getting darker. I couldn't feel myself correctly. I felt as if I was falling slightly backwards, and the best I could describe it would be getting a shiver up my spine and feeling that moment right before you pass out, or when you're on medicine and sick, you feel very spacey. That's how I felt. So I quickly panicked, told Mike and Val that something was wrong. I told them I didn't feel right. I felt like I couldn't keep my mind focused. I was thinking that maybe I was dying, or for some weird reason, I really didn't want to. My friends told me to calm down and were looking at me weird. I kept telling them I didn't feel right, and my friend said to come down because I was working myself up and my heart was racing. He didn't want me to get a panic attack. He then told me to close my eyes, and I did. When I saw visions and felt emotions of things, I got freaked out but was also curious as what the hell was going on. I told my friend Mike and he thought I was channeling. I told him no, I wasn't. I couldn't be. He kept saying I was. Apparently, he was right. I was a little boy sitting on the wooden dock with wooden walls around me. My feet were dangling out the door and there was a fence-like door that was open outward. It had a little black book with a latch on it. It was dangerous to get the book because I could have fallen out, but I wanted it for some reason. Out the door was a lake. It was very calm and nice out. The green stalks and trees seemed very clean to me. At this point, I started crying. I personally was not crying, but my body was. My fingers turned freezing cold, and when I came out of it, they warmed up. I later found out that every time this happens, my body cries as a signal to tell me, yes, this is true, or yes, this is happening. Everything important is relayed back to me through emotional responses, either happy or crying, even though the feeling I'm receiving is not always a sad one. So then I picked up a piece of paper, and with my eyes closed, I drew a picture. I drew what I was seeing, and the little boy. I felt the time period was in the early 1900s, and this boy had a schoolboy uniform on with a hat with a dark ribbon hanging to the side. I said my name was Josh or James or something. I continued to draw on another piece of paper. I drew on three different papers and then just folded them up and placed them together to make one whole picture. It was uncanny how everything lined up. Some pieces of the drawing were hard to see, but others were very clear. I began to get freaked out again. As the pen moved on the paper, I felt as if there were magnetic forces pulling my hand at little increments to make the image on the paper. At one point, I put the pen on the side of my palm with my hand straight out, and it started spinning in one spot very slowly. Again, I was freaked out. Wasn't able to understand the whole message that night, possibly because it was my first time. I'm not sure. The little boy also got very frustrated very easily when my friend Mike talked to him. A day passed and we all thought about everything that happened all day. Went back to the house and again went back into Mike's room. This time, another friend, Wes, was there. They were hanging out again and just watched a movie this time. I again started to feel something. I was also trying to tap into whatever I was doing again, though. This time, I felt like my right side of my face was drooping. I had something wrong with it. I looked at my friend Val to the right of me and asked her if anything was wrong with my face. Then Val told me my eyes turned a different color, and I said, when I look at you, I don't remember saying that. Val was questioning me about what I was saying. Then I started to feel that feeling, that backwards feeling, and I started to cry. My fingers became freezing again, and I closed my eyes and could hear myself breathing. Everything after this felt more like a dream than truth. Luckily, my friends were there to remember it. All. I remember telling them to remember because I may not. I think this day, I felt like whatever was embodying me and more control than the previous day. I said I felt cold. I saw water. It was nighttime. I kept saying the water was like the Titanic cold water. There was a lighthouse also. Belle asked if it was her grandfather, and I cried and felt that it was. She began crying a little as well. She said her grandfather saved two young girls in frigid waters, and he got a medal from the town for doing so. I don't know why that message was relayed as telling her that who it was, but maybe that was the way she would know. So I kept hugging her. I said that I loved her and missed her. At this point, I felt less of myself and began talking to a third person, or talking in third person. I was saying that Kevin was okay. I was letting everyone know that I was personally okay, but my body was crying. Something else was talking through it. Everyone there believed everything that was happening as well. So, after a little bit, my friend Mike, whose room it was, asked if I wanted to get some fresh air. I agreed. I went downstairs and Val was making sure I felt okay. Mike wanted to get a glass of water from the kitchen, and before we went out and asked if it was okay, I agreed. I didn't want to be alone. So we all walked to the kitchen. The kitchen had a door which went into the basement. To get to the kitchen, we walked through the dining room and past the bathroom and his mother's room. His mother's room was originally his stepdad's father's room. Mike's step-grandfather was bedridden and died in that room. I know he is one of the ghosts in this house. So, we walked past the dining room and bedroom. I felt enormous energies around me. Jumped into the kitchen and told Mike. We were there for a little bit and then walked out again. Felt the energies again. Started to move my hands like an Italian would when they're pointing at something. Shaking, both hands up and down. I did that in the living room where a pile of clothes was. The dining room where some more clothes were, and back in the kitchen where the garbage was. My friend Wes said, "What do they want you to clean up? The house or something?" I laughed and felt happy. I believe that is what the energy wanted, as funny as it sounds. So then Mike cleans up, start to go outside, but gets stopped again. Fell on my knees. Mike said I mumbled something, but sounded weird. That's where we're going to pause the preview portion of this week's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you'd like to hear the rest, become a EPP, extra podcast person, as we call them. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts. Even try it for 3 days free. Yeah, just go to Apple Podcasts and check that out. Or if you're not an Apple Podcast, Patreon. Patreon.com/RealGhostStories or directly through our website at ghostpodcast.com. Get access to this and all 436 bonus episodes, our advanced episodes, our archive, and all of it commercial free. Check it out, ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/RealGhostStories. I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies. The list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies. The list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies. The list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com.
spinquest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit spinquest.com for more details.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What if you could get more from what you already do? When you're a Shell Fuel Rewards member, you can. When you join, you'll save 10 cents per gallon on your first fill, 20 cents per gallon on your second, 30 cents per gallon on your third, and more savings on every fill after that. Join the Shell Fuel Rewards program in the Shell app and enjoy life with more. Your nearest Shell station is closer than you think.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hear that? That's the sound of your skin silently crying out for hydration. Luckily, Dr. Teals has just the thing to get you glowing in no time. Meet Dr. Teals Skin Renewal Deep Hydration, made with a proprietary triple magnesium complex plus skincare actives for 50% improved skin hydration after just one bath. The words dry and dehydrated are about to be wiped from your vocabulary. Find Dr. Teals all dressed in blue, in your local bath aisle. Dr. Teals. Yep, you needed that.